You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
He is the host of the Locked On Bills podcast. 5 days a week, get your Bills fix inside the Odyssey app. Always love catching up with Joe Marino, the host of the Locked On Bills podcast. And Joe, that deep sigh of relief. We heard it all the way up here when they released that training camp schedule. You could book some flights, dude. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yes, I've been waiting for this schedule to come out. That way I can book a flight. And that's exactly what I've done. So I'll be up for the last two practices and then staying for the first preseason game against the Colts. So very relieved to finally get that schedule released.
Yeah, we get to meet in person, Joe. I'm pleasantly surprised, actually, that the Bills are going to be here this long. In fact, I wasn't even sure. I think most of us here in Rochester would have been understanding with the facility they have in Buffalo. Coming out of the pandemic, we haven't had this since 2019. But what are your thoughts here on the Bills being here for really what amounts to a full 3 weeks?
Well, I think when you consider Sean McDermott and his core team building principles, getting away for training camp is essential to that, where he really tries to cultivate an environment where guys are closely bonded and connected, and obviously they're playing because they care deeply about them fulfilling their dreams as NFL players and maximizing their earnings potential within, you know, their opportunity to play football, but, you know, also playing for each other and being a team and being together and, you know, not wanting to let the people next to you down, right? It creates a deeper level of concern and care than just playing for yourself. And so, you know, I think getting away for training camp is a strong foundational piece in Sean McDermott being able to assemble and connect the team the way that he wants to. And you've heard Josh Allen talk about this in recent days where, yeah, nobody's really looking forward to sleeping on, you know, dorm beds at a college for a couple weeks. But what it can mean for the growth of the team is significant. And so I think that because of the way that this operation is structured, it's important. I think it's great for the fans, obviously, to get a chance to see this team more. I mean, Bills Mafia loves this football team. They want to see as much as they can. And having that many open practices is just good for everyone except for, you know, the guys that have to sleep on some uncomfortable beds for a few weeks.
He's Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan. And Joe, I know in today's episode you had some closing thoughts on mandatory minicamp. Got underway earlier this week, wrapped up yesterday. And one of the things that you pointed out, and I wanted to get a little bit more in depth with this on you, the absence of Spencer Brown. There, but not on the field, missing reps. David Kessenberry getting those reps. How vital is it that Spencer Brown gets some of these reps here when you talk about training camp, and how bad is it that, you know, how seriously are you taking it that he really hasn't been able to participate throughout the OTA process?
Well, there's no question that Spencer Brown is behind right now. And I understand that that's due to injuries and that's unfortunate, but he's behind. And we're talking about a second year player that, you know, had some really good moments as a rookie, but also had some low lights as well. And, you know, a really gifted football player with size and athleticism, you know, one of the best athletes in the NFL, regardless of position, just a phenomenal physical specimen, but a guy that needed to have a good offseason and refine his game and get connected with Aaron Cromer as the new offensive line coach. And so far, he's not been able to do that from actually performing on the field, where David Kessenberry, who had a really good season for the Titans last year at right tackle, has been getting all those right tackle reps, to my understanding, as it's been through OTAs. And so there's just no way around it. Spencer Brown is behind right now, and while he's getting behind, David Questenberry is becoming more comfortable. And I think we all entered this offseason with an understanding that Spencer Brown is going to be the right tackle, but at this point, it's fair to call into question if that's going to be true, and really take David Questenberry seriously as a guy that could not let go of that job. And you know, Spencer Brown could very much still be the future of the position, and he has a really, really high ceiling. But you know, we talk about this with players like Cody Ford and Zach Moss, where you know they just didn't have traditional off seasons; they were banged up, they couldn't work, they couldn't do what they needed to do to get ready for the season, and it's hampered their careers. And unfortunately, Spencer Brown has gone through this offseason injured and very much in that same boat. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't still become a really good starter for this team, but we have to acknowledge at this point he's behind, and David Questenberry, who's coming off of a really good season, has been claiming all those reps to this point.
My goodness, we actually might have something of a camp battle here at St. John Fisher College coming up in July. Our guest, Joe Marino from the Locked On Bills podcast, where we talked today a lot about Jordan Poyer, and certainly that's been a focus, and good on Jordan for not only being here, but actually participating in the drills, like everything is okay. If I could start here, Joe, because in recent years, when we look at, okay, who is up for a new deal? And it seems natural when we point to who would be next here, whether that's Dawkins to Tre'Davious White, then we get around to Josh Allen, and then most recently, Stephon Diggs. We almost forget that Diggs got his deal redone. We see a lot of talent coming up next March, okay, we have Dawson Knox, we have Ed Oliver, Tremaine Edmonds, you know all the names there. What if one of those agents comes to Brandon Bean and says, hey, we'd like to get a deal done now, and we're really, we want to sit down and negotiate. If you're, Dawson Knox's agent, I'm thinking Brandon Bean might listen to that. So that would be the question here, Joe, is necessarily Jordan Poyer the next one in line, and would that be a problem if somebody jumped him in the line here as far as getting a new deal?
Well, it's certainly somewhat of a complicated situation, and you know, Brandon Bean's probably going to look at this and be very mindful of the timing. You mentioned Jordan Poyer. He's made it clear that he wants a new deal. But you also, like you mentioned, there's other players in this roster that are up for contract extensions. And when you think about a guy like Dawson Knox specifically, who's coming off of a really, really good season, and everyone's excited to see how he stacks 2022 on top of 2021, well, if Dawson Knox goes out and has a similar season or better season than he did last year, that price goes up. And you've seen Brandon Bean do a good job of getting ahead of the market busts, right? Like, he paid Deion Dawkins early. He paid Tre'Davious White early, Josh Allen early, and then you very quickly saw the corner, tackle, and quarterback market explode. And so maybe the initial reaction is, wow, those deals are huge, but then it didn't take long for other guys to get deals and reset the market. And I thought Brandon Bean's done a really good job of setting the market. And, you know, Dawson Knox has been an ascending player. And for example, he'd be a guy that, all right, if he wants to get it done now, you might need to really consider that, because the price only goes up. And so I think that, you know, that component of it is going to matter in terms of how the pecking order goes here. And then I do think that Brandon Bean is going to prioritize the players that he's drafted. He's going to prioritize youth, and he's going to prioritize premium positions. And so you kind of put all that in a bowl and try to, you know, figure out what the priorities are going to be, and it's certainly a complicated situation. Will Jordan Poyer just play out his deal? Is it something that has to be taken care of now? Will he play out the second year of his two-year $19.5 million contract right now, where he's the 14th highest-paid safety in the league, and you can revisit it after the season? Does it have to happen before the season? You know, I just feel like there's so many layers to this that it's simply put, a very complicated situation. But I think youth, premium positions, and players the Bills drafted should be the priority. And unfortunately, that doesn't really add up if that is Brandon Bean's mindset when it relates to Jordan Poyer, who's not a player they drafted, who's an older player who plays safety.
Yeah,
it's really strange.
And you talk about getting ahead of the market, and when you have the deal being done by Fitzpatrick yesterday, which really shouldn't impact what the Bills are looking at with Jordan Poyer when you consider the age difference between the two. There was a player that you mentioned on today's episode, Joe, that the Bills could, if they wanted to, compare in terms of production to Jordan Poyer, and it's a player that is a name at the position who's actually going to make less, just signed for less than what Jordan Poyer is going to make this year. And when you talk about the case for Jordan Poyer not getting an extension, I would point to this player as being the reason why you could say, if you're Brandon Bean, hey, play out another year and let's see how it looks.
Yeah, no question. Tyrann Mathieu with the New Orleans Saints literally just signed a three-year, $28.3 million deal. That's an average annual value of $9.4 million, which is less than the $9.75 that Jordan Poyer is currently not happy with. And on the podcast, I went through and I compared, you know, their accolades and statistical production over the last three seasons. And, you know, Jordan Poyer is coming off of an all-pro season. But over the last 3 years, Tyrann Mathieu has been a first-team all-pro twice. He's been a three-time first-team all-pro in his career, and he was a Pro Bowler in 2021. He's got more interceptions over the last 3 years, 13 compared to Poyer's 9. He's got more pass breakups, 27 compared to Poyer's 17. So if I'm Brandon Bean, I'm looking at that deal and saying, well, why should you get paid more than Tyrann Mathieu? And he already is. I don't think Minkah Fitzpatrick at 25 years old signing at $18.4 million per season has anything to do with Jordan Poyer's deal, if I'm Brandon Bean, at least. So I wonder where the middle ground is. I really do. There's, I looked into this. There are, I think, 13 safeties in the NFL right now. Yes, 13 safeties in the NFL right now making over $10 million on average per season. And really not many above 15. Is 12 and a half, 13 per season, does that get it done? You know, I guess the whole point that I made in this podcast today was I have a hard time trying to figure out what the magic number is for Jordan Poyer and what the foundation is for him feeling like he's been paid appropriately. Unfortunately, what can't happen and should not happen in these negotiations is you can't go back and pay Jordan Poyer for being underpaid in years before. I mean, this guy signed, what, a four-year, $13 million deal with the Bills in 2017. He had been on two teams coming off of a very significant injury to an organ where he was, you know, like missed the season, you know, was not on a good trajectory. He goes to Buffalo and he becomes a star safety. And you can't go back and make up for him signing a four-year, $13 million deal and then signing a two-year, $19.5 million deal. You have to pay Jordan Poyer can measure it with the production you think you're going to get in his age 32, 33 season. Oh, by the way, a very important point with Tyrann Mathieu is that he's a year younger, like literally 1 year to the date, almost younger than Jordan Poyer. So to me, it's very complicated. And I'm really curious what that magic number is for Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, I don't think Jordan Poyer is going to do a hold-in. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I fully expect him there week one. But let's say no deal gets done and he's going to go into free agency. Maybe he's not a Buffalo Bill. I guess my question is, what's behind him? How do we feel about Jaquan Johnson? Is he somebody that could develop, do you think? Or does he fall into the category of just another guy here?
Well, Jaquan Johnson is a player that I think gives you four phases of special teams upside, and you love having him as a backup player. But I don't think you want him as a starter. He's a limited player. I mean, size and athleticism, he doesn't have either of those things. And that's concerning. And he's also a free agent after this season, and so that somewhat complicates things. If there's one thing that Sean McDermott has done throughout his career, it's get production out of safety. And you can look at it in Buffalo. Micah Hyde, you know, with the Packers, fifth-round pick, they didn't even offer him a deal. We already talked about Jordan Poyer on two teams, a seventh-round pick. He goes to Buffalo, he's a star. Think about guys like Kirk Coleman in the past, Mike Mitchell in the past, Roman Harper. This is what Sean McDermott's done his entire career. And so while we all love Jordan Poyer, we recognize what he is, he's a really friggin' good player. I think you have to start asking yourself some really hard questions about at what opportunity cost do the Bills have to pay Jordan Poyer at, like, what expense is it? Are you going to pay Jordan Poyer over Ed Oliver or over Dawson Knox or over Gabriel Davis? Probably not. And I think that's where you have to start thinking about this. Now, maybe there's enough
maneuverability within the cap to make it all happen. And to Brandon Bean's credit, to this point, he's done that, right? The Bills haven't really had to make a hard decision, like let a player walk that was really difficult. Right? You look at who's walked: Harrison Phillips, Jerry Hughes, Cole Beasley, John Feliciano, Darrell Williams. Those are reasonable players, but those aren't hard decisions, right? Those are veterans, kind of aging, unproven, a lot of issues there. I don't know that it's always going to be the case where the Bills are going to be able to keep everyone, but maybe there is some maneuverability that we're not accounting for, especially with Josh Allen's contract. There's plenty of players that they can restructure and look at things. You're counting on the cap to continue going up. But I do think that there's a lot of opportunity cost to consider here if you're going to commit, you know, $13, $14 million a season to Jordan Poyer. At what expense is that? And can you get comparable play from a different player that comes at a much cheaper deal?
Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast, joining us in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on the Fan. Joe, let's shift to the offensive side of the ball and what we saw at minicamp. A lot of glowing praise for Tavon Austin. Certainly Jamison Crowder looks like he's fitting in nicely with the Buffalo Bills offense. This could be the season as we head into camp, Joe, where the Bills keep seven.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've been talking about keeping seven every offseason, and then Brandon Bean keep six. I'll tell you, you can't really account for injuries, but if everyone's healthy, it's going to be tough to not keep seven, because you look at this and, you know, Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis are locks. Jameson Crowder to me is a lock. I look at Jay Kumerow as a player that's a lock, and maybe people think that's funny, but Jay Kumerow, a core four special teamer, gives them size. Sean McDermott has called him a glue piece. He said he's a big part of who we are as a football team. I expect Jake Kumerow to stick around. All right, well, there's four. Khalil Shakir is a draft pick this year, five, and we think he's got a high ceiling. And then you start getting into Isaiah McKenzie and Tavon Austin. They're six and seven. We haven't even mentioned Marquez Stevenson.
Right.
So, if everyone's healthy, I think this could be the year that seven receivers happens. And you might want that, you know, solely from the perspective of having depth at punt returner, having more depth in terms of your perimeter players that you feel comfortable with. And you know, Tavon Austin's a smaller receiver, but he's been a player that's proven himself as a wide alignment player, not just a slot only. And so it's going to be real tough to not carry seven if everyone's healthy, in my opinion, at wide receiver.
I cannot wait, Joe, to see, like everybody else, James Cook and how the Bills utilize James Cook. And I'm wondering, we go back to March for the, 24 hours that J.D. McKissic was a Buffalo Bill. J.D. McKissic had more receiving yards than rushing yards, both in 2020 and 2021. So that tells me, hey, we need a pass-catching running back here. What a threat that would be. Does James Cook fit the bill? Do you see the Bills' offense kind of, you know, morphing more into that direction?
Yeah, I mean, when you consider the J.D. McKissic attempted signing, if you will, when you think about investing a second-round pick on James Cook, the Bills wanted a player like this. They wanted somebody with significant pass-catching upside out of the backfield and obviously a speed component to the backfield. They get that in James Cook. And, you know, I think that's going to mean a lot to this team. I think you're going to see a clear identity as a zone rushing attack where that really is tailor-made for a player like James Cook. And when you kind of implement more wide zone rushing, I mean, you can really do a lot off of that. I think that helps your RPO game. I think that helps your play action game. I think it helps your bootleg game. And there's just more and more ways to get the ball to James Cook. And then I think it's really exciting to be able to show 10 personnel with James Cook being that one running back. And now you motion him out, you're empty. You're going to have mismatches. So I think, you know, I'm not sure if James Cook's going to go out and have 1,200 yards from scrimmage this year, but his skill set, his presence in this lineup is going to open up a lot of different possibilities. And I'm excited to see the Bills get the running backs going more out of the backfield in the receiving game, because, I mean, that's an easy way to improve the yards after catch. That's an easy way to take things off of Josh Allen, right? I think too often Josh Allen was his own check down by running. Well, now dump it off to James Cook. So I do think this is a meaningful player that's really going to open up things for this offense and even take something off of Josh Allen. I think it's a great player for this team to add.
Joe, we know that with the end of OTAs, the players kind of all go their separate ways and then reconvene at St. John Fisher University for training camp. But, well, you and everybody in the Locked On Network, you don't take any days. You get 5 podcasts a week. Tell us about what you got coming up here during the downtime before we get into training camp.
You know, this is my favorite time because it really challenges me to be creative with show concepts because I'm not getting news every day. I'm not getting practice recaps. I mean, the NFL is going to go quiet here until the end of July. And this is, to me, just a really fun opportunity to get creative with show concepts. Next week is Josh Allen week on the podcast. Every single day is a different Josh Allen-centric topic, which I can't wait to deliver. We're going to do deep dives on players like Tremaine Edmonds and really kind of talk about his skill set. We're going to, you know, do positional previews where we really tackle some of the tough questions. I've got a robust calendar. Last year I did as well. I actually had 12 different show concepts that I couldn't get to because it just wound up filling up so quickly, and I'm kind of facing that again this year. So a busy stretch for the podcast while, you know, it seems like the rest of the NFL is going to be pretty quiet.
Joe, we look forward to seeing you out at St. John Fisher coming up in the summer. Thanks so much for your time today, and we'll check all that out. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You got it, Joe. There is Joe Marino, the Locked On Bills podcast. You can check that out inside the Odyssey app. Does a great job giving you 5 new episodes per week, all Buffalo Bills content. Thanks to Joe Marino for spending some time with us here in the sports bar this afternoon on The Fan. And while we're talking about podcasts quickly here, Daily Boost, another podcast you should check out on Odyssey. If you're into in-depth analysis on the sports betting landscape, it's where they're going to go over each day the most valuable odds boost using data analytics in the BetQL model, diving into all the reasons why you should take advantage, and the hosts even telling you their betting picks. Tune in. The Daily Boost, it's every day on Odyssey or wherever you get your shows.
Yeah, so certainly a lot you could check out in the Odyssey app. You know, hey, we'll all have a little bit more time here in the summer. You know, get to know it a little bit here. I've got some takes coming up here, and I'll drink to that. I think George Kittle, the Niners, it's got an idea for NFL scheduling. I like it. I like it a lot. And I think the NFL should consider it. This is one of those win-win type of things. And of all the teams that are kind of down and out in the NFL, I'm going to tell you the one that does not turn, not Cleveland, okay? Because at some point Watson will come back. But this team is not turning this around in 2022, not in 2023, not in 2024 with what we learned here today.
Yeah. Yeah. Some fine journalism. Unlocking a deadline, a potential deadline. I love where you're going with that one. I have a take on what we saw last night in the Stanley Cup Final and what it might mean for the NHL in terms of the landscape of major professional sports in our country. I think it was significant what we saw last night, and I'll explain. We'll get into that and more next. We have some takes on tap. I'll drink to that on the way in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.